بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله تبارك وتعالى من العبد الضعيف، وفي كل خير، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. First, I give it to Mubarakbad, all six students. MashaAllah, they complete very, very famous kitab, Mishkatul Masabi. Mishkatul Masabi, writer of this kitab, Imam Khatib Tabrizi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. And Imam Khatib Tabrizi Rahimahullah Ta'ala, he was passed away 737 after the Hijrah. And Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, one student today with the three ahadith during the whole year, they read 5,995 ahadith. So there is three hadith only is left to the program. Most of ahadith, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah, the student is there. But now problem is coming, the three ahadith, very, very important ahadith also, and that is not my field also. Very difficult to explain to this ahadith also. But anyway, I deny little bit. But before I go to ahadith, I just mention five important points, and thereafter I come to hadith, inshaAllah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Number one, fatan. Fatan meaning very, very young, young age. And word of fatan, Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in Qur'an Majeed, plus minus 8 times. And from 8th place I recite 3 place. 2 times Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Kaf, إِذَا أَوَلْ فِتِيَةُ إِلَى الْكَافِ. And number 2, recite this ayat al-kareema also, إِنَّهُمْ فِتِيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. Sometimes they use word of plural, and sometimes use word of singular also, but 8 time Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned fatan aw fityatun. Fatan and fityatun, 8 time in Quran Majid. And why I choose this ayat kareema? Because these three ahadith, the three ahadith inside lesson, now over time we need fityatun. And fityatun like Ashabi Kaf, they actually real fityatun. That's why I recite these all the ayat kareema. Number 2, like Maulana Rizwan Sahib, mashallah, is mentioned, we got many, many huffaz also, and many, many hafizat also, but actually we need real hafiz also, and real qari sahib also. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, he wrote on his kitab Fazailu Sahaba. And Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, great muhaddis also, and great imam also, and great Mujahid also, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, he was born 164, and Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, he passed away 241 after the Hijrah. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Abul Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned on his kitab Rijal al-Fikr wa al-Da'wa, first volume, when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi passed away in Baghdad 241, salla alayhi salat al-janaza milyuna min al-muslimina. When Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi passed away, 1 million Muslim attend janaza of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. That is his great imam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, chapter Fazailus Sahaba. In chapter Fazailus Sahaba, he mentioned the story of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. I recite fitiyatun, we need fitiyatun, and we need fatan, and we need a real alim also, real hafiz also, and real hafiza also. Money is not important, building is not important, but we need rijalul kar, we need rijal, al-rijalu qawwamuna ala al-nisa. Anyway, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi mentioned in Fazailus Sahaba. One day Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu called many sahaba-e-kiram on his gathering. And thereafter Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, I got one important question. And thereafter Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, they around and Sarawan, right side also, left side also, many sahaba-e-kiram. Then Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, tamannaw, what you people need, what your wish, what your tamanna, maza umniyatukum, tumhari tamanna hai kya hai, tumhari arzu hai kya hai, what your wish. Then one sahabi stand up and he say, Umar ibn al-Khattab, لو كان عندي بيت مملوءة بالذهب والفضة لأنفقته في سبيل الله. He say, Umar ibn al-Khattab, if I got one empty house, and Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala flood this house with the pure gold and pure silver, and I became honor this house full of with the gold and silver also, and whole thing I spent in part of Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is the my wish. Then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, who's second one? Then one other sahabi this channel, and he say, Umar ibn Khattab, لَوْ كَانَ عِنْدِي بَيْتٌ, if I got any house, and they get pillars, زَبَرْجَدًا, يَاكُوتًا, and دُرَّةً, and many valuable I got in my house, and I became honored, and I want to explain the whole thing in part of Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, anyone? No one stand up. Pin drop silence. No one stand up. Then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, you people need gold, and you people need silver also. You people need zabarjad also, and yakut also, and pearls also, and many valuable. But Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, Ya laytani, Ya laytani, Ya laytani. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, kaash, my wish and my tamanna, if I got Ma'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, if I got Salim Mawla Abi Huzaifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and if I got Abu Ubaidah ibn Abi Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and if I got Huzaifa bin Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Why I brought this story? Mashallah, right side and left side, our 60 students, we also wish. Maybe one student became Ma'az ibn Jabal. Another student came Salim Mawla Abi Hudhaifa. Another student came Abu Ubaidah ibn Abi Jarrah. Another student is came Hazrat Hudhaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala. When Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala gets sick, and after Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala injured, then he got only 3 days time. Many Sahaba-e Kiram came to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab and they request to Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. When Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became sick, Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make ishara, who became Khalifa, when Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. And when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala no gets sick, then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala no decide who became Khalifa. Now we also request Umar ibn Khattab, because now last moment of your life, please decide who became Khalifa after you. Then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala no say, لو كان معاذ بن جبل لو كان ابو عبيده ابن ابي الجراح ما احتجت الى المشوره. عمر بن خطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه سے ناو معاذ بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه فعلائي ان حضرت ابو عبيده ابن جراح رضي الله تعالى عنه فعلائي ناو then no need any مشوره immediately a definite when I am passed away ابو Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, he became his Khalifa. Or Ma'ad ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala, he became Khalifa. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim wazidnahum huda. Sami'na fatan yazkurhum yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. My humble message, we need ulama also, and qurra also, and huffaz also, and hafizat also, but what the hafizat, and what the qariyat, and what the qari, and what the alim, but they became simple example like Ma'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala. That is number one. Now next, number two. Very, very great alim and famous alim, Ash-Shaykh Ali Tantawi. He passed away few years ago in Jeddah, original from Cairo, but passed away in Jeddah. He wrote very, very famous kitab, Rijalum Min At-Tariq. Two kitab is very, very famous, Rijalum Min At-Tariq and Qisasum Min At-Tariq. My advice for me also, and our beloved student also, and Maulana Rizwan Sahib actually is making it very, very easy for me. What I can say? Maulana said we need like example alim. Anyway, Rijalum Min At-Tariq and Qisasum Min At-Tariq. Shaykh Ali Tantawi is mentioned. They four very, very young, fatan. Fityatun, arba'atu fityatin. There is four young age, very, very young men. They are sitting around of Ka'batullah in Makkah Mukarramah. This also is four young, 20 years is old, 21 years is old, 22 years is old. We got many, many young, but we doesn't know 50th one. We need 50th one also, and we need fatan also. Shaykh Ali Tantawi mentioned, the four very, very young age, 20 years and 22 years, they are sitting around and surround of Ka'batullah, and very Mubarak time, between Asar and Maghrib, and they are sitting. Manhumul Arba'atun, who's these four young men? Then Shaykh Ali Tantawi said, number one, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. And number two, Abdullah bin Zubair. And number three, Mus'ab ibn Umair. And number three, Hazrat Urwa ibn Zubair, radiyallahu ta'ala. They are all four Araun and Saraun of Ka'batullah. Time between Asar and Maghrib. They get together. And after they together, he say, now very, very valuable time also, time Allah Ta'ala accept dua also, now we also all four make dua. All four make dua also. Then he say, who this star? Then they mashwarize, decide. Number one, Mus'ab ibn Umair stand up, whole curtain of Kaaba, and start making dua, and we are say Amen. Then Mus'ab ibn Umair is stand up. And they all three brothers, Mus'ab ibn Umair, Urwa ibn Zubair, and Abdullah ibn Zubair, they all three brothers. Anyway, they all three, number one, Mus'ab ibn Umair is stand up. And he hold, Mus'ab ibn Zubair, Urwa ibn Zubair, Abdullah ibn Zubair, and Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. They all three brothers. Mus'ab ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, he is the stand up, and he hold cutter of Ka'batullah. And Mus'ab ibn Zubair, he make dua, oh my Allah, my wish, my tamanna, I want to become a ruler for Kufa and Basra in Iraq. That is my wish. That is my tamanna. I want to ruling these two towns, Kufa and Basra. And thereafter he sat down. Thereafter Hazrat Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala stand up. And Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala hold curtain of Kaaba. And Abdullah bin Zubair say, Uridu an akuna malikan aziman. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala say, I want to become king. I want to become ruler for whole area, Al-Haramayn al-Sharifayn, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Taif and Araun and Salaun. Thereafter Abdullah bin Zubair sat down. And thereafter stand Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. Abdul Malik ibn Marwan hold curtain of Kaaba. And he said, Ana uridu malikan lil'alam al-islamiyya kullahu. I want to become whole Islamic ruler, whole Islamic world in my hand, and I can look after whole Islamic world. Thereafter Abdul Malik ibn Marwan sat down. Lastly, number is came Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, some ulama say 24, some ulama say 27. He was born 27 after the Hijrah. And Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala passed away 94 after the Hijrah in Medina Munawwara. Very, very lengthy story. Our time also is not enough. Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala hold curtain of Kaaba. And thereafter, Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala say, La uridu al Kufata wal Basra. I don't want to need Kufa also and Basra also. I don't want to need ruler for Haramain Sharifain also. I don't want to ruler for whole Islamic country also. But Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala say, Uridu an akuna aliman dari'a. Uridu an akuna aliman rabbaniyan, aliman amilan, حافظاً عاملاً قارياً عاملاً أن أريد أن أكون عالماً ربانياً. عروة بن زبير رضي الله تعالى say, I don't want to need any leadership, but I want to become a real عالم. Real عالم. My humble request, our all the students, they also inshallah wa tabarak wa ta'ala became عالم. عالم لايك عروة بن زبير رضي الله تعالى عنه. عروة بن زبير رضي الله تعالى عنه سورة من حياة التابعين. They mention كان يقرأ ربع القرآن. عروة بن زبير رضي الله تعالى عنه 7.5 para he read from Fajr till Maghrib time looking inside. وكان يقرأ ربع القرآن في قيام الليل. And 7.5 paraf, Urwa bin Zubair رضي الله تعالى عنه, he make tilawat in tahajjud time. That is the meaning 15 paraf. Every single day, Urwa bin Zubair رضي الله تعالى عنه, read Quran Majid. 7.5 from Fajr till evening and 7.5 in tahajjud time. That is the my second message. Second message. That is Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala mentioned 4. And Sheikh Ali Tantawi also mentioned his 4. Now is 8. From my side I put another 2 also. Then tilka asharatun kamila. We need ulama also. And we need huffaz also. But while we read in our history also, in our tariqh also, Baqi bin Makhlad, he was born 210 and passed away in 276. Very young age, 25 years is old, and he traveled from Spain to Baghdad and came to in company of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi. Lan sama hadith. And number 10, they mention Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah ta'ala on his kitab Safahatum min Sabri al-Ulama. And Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda rahimahullah ta'ala, he was born 1917 and he passed away 1997 in Riyadh and buried in Jannatul Baqi. He mentioned on his kitab Safahatum min Sabri al-Ulama about Imam al-Sha'bi. So ila al-Imam al-Sha'bi. Somebody asked Imam al-Sha'bi, min ayna laka haza al-ilm? Min ayna laka haza al-ilm? Min ayna laka haza al-ilm? O Imam al-Sha'bi, from where you learn? From where you learn this ilm? And how you learn this ilm? Then Imam Amir al-Sha'bi said, al-iltizam bi arba'ati umurin. And what is the al-iltizam bi arba'ati umurin? I keep 4 things in my life. And I became very, very great alim. Ulama is mentioned, Imam Shabi, he is not Sahabi, he was Tabi, But ulama is mentioned, sometime Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he is going to Imam Shabi, and sometime he also asked about something, some masail to Imam Shabi rahimahullah ta'ala. Did Imam Shabi rahmatullah alayhi say, somebody asked, min ayna laka haza al-ilma? Then he said, al-iltizam bi arba'ati umurin. And what he said, tarkul a'timadi ala al-ghayb. تَلْكُلْ عَيْتِمَادِ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ. And thereafter the سَيِّرٌ فِي الْبِلَادِ. And thereafter the بَكْرٌ كَبَكْرِ الْغُرَادِ. And thereafter the صَبْرٌ كَصَبْرِ الْحِمَادِ. That is third message for our student. تَلْكُلْ عَيْتِمَادِ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ. And thereafter is the سَيِّرٌ فِي الْبِلَادِ. And thereafter the بَكْرٌ كَبَكْرِ الْغُرَادِ. And thereafter the صَبْرٌ كَصَبْرِ الْحِمَادِ. That is the three message for our student. My time also is very, very limited. Now I just come back to these three hadiths. But before three hadiths, we drink little but water also, if you give permission. It is okay? All right. Yes. Yeah, I say Imam Amir Shabi rahimahullah ta'ala, the four things is very, very important. Number one, tarkul a'timadi ala al-ghayb. To learn ilm, Imam Amir Shabi rahmatullah alayhi say, I never, never depend on somebody else. And like sometimes when we give nasihat and advice our students, then students say, I go toilet, you bring my kitab. I go to tuck shop, buy some chappies, to eat in Kanar, and you bring my kitab. But Imam Amir al-Shabi, the tarkul a'timadi ala al-ghayb. And number two, Imam Amir al-Shafi said, Al-Hikmatu Dhallatu al-Mu'min. Min haythu wajada biha fahuwa haqqu biha. I travel one town to another town, one village to another village. If I know, when I know, this town some alim, and he was special, some special fund. I travel there and I learn. And thereafter, Imam Amir al-Shafi said, Bakrun ka bakr al-ghurab, all the birds, they wake up very, very early morning. I also every single day wake up very, very early morning. And number four, Imam Amir al-Shafi say, Sabrun ka sabr al-himar. Any difficulty is coming our time, I make sabr like make sabr is donkey also. There is four things Imam Amir al-Shafi say, Akunu aliman kabira, he became great alim. That is this number three. Now I just come to these three hadith, and two hadith Hazrat Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and number three hadith Hazrat Salma bin Akma radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. My time is not enough, and Maulana Rizwan said 12:15, and I try inshaAllah tabaraka wa ta'ala finish. They very, very interesting topic also. But I just mentioned one ibara, how important is actually. But day before, the riwayat, our student is read, I also read this riwayat, and day after, Ji, وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو على المنبر يقول واعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ألا إن القوة الرمي ألا إن القوة الرمي ألا إن القوة الرمي. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first mentioned ayat kareema para ten. Wa'iddu lahum mastata'tum min quwwatin. Now question is coming, what is the meaning of quwwa? This ayat kareem I check in very, very famous tafsir of Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi alayhi, he also mentioned same riwayat and narration of Hazrat Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala. Sahaba ikram asked, wa'iddu lahum mastata'tum min quwwatin. What is the meaning quwwat and what is the meaning taqat? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give answer, ala listen carefully, al-ramyu achari. Al-Ramyu Achari, Al-Ramyu Achari. But Imam Fakhruddin Razi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he mentioned and give to example. And what he say, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam answer, sometime answer is very, very short, very, very later insight, but many, many, many insight also. And he give example. Somebody asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, mal hajju ya Rasulullah? What is the meaning for hajju, Nabi of Allah? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, al hajju arafata. Al hajju arafata. Al hajju arafata. Real only arfat, not a hajj. Only just go in arfat and come back, that is not hajj. But we say in English also many, many times, sometime two in one. Four in one. Al-Hajju al-Arafata, the ten inside, ten in one. Al-Hajju al-Arafata, important point and important amal is Arafah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Ihram also is Hajj. And Muzdalifah also is the Hajj. Tawaf also is the Hajj. Rami also is the Hajj. And Miqurbani also is the Hajj. Everything come in this answer, Al-Hajj al-Arafata. Another example, Imam Razi Rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, somebody asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, Mat Tawbatum. What is the meaning Tawbah? What is the meaning? Return to Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, An-nadamu tawbatwan. But actually, nadam, actually not enough for tawbah. But here also, Chinese man, you may cry also. Turn of Allah subhanahu wa tabaraka wa ta'ala. Pay a right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pay a right of banda also. Many, many things come is tawbah, and many, many things come is hajj, then many, many things come is asari also. And thereafter I mentioned, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Abu Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayh, he mentioned on his kitab, Mada khasir al-alam bein hitat al-muslimina. Allah said that. And Maulana is mentioned, why Muslim ummah is get lost? What is the real reason the ummah al-muslimah he get lost? And this Maulana mentioned, min al-haqaiq al-mu'talima, min al-haqaiq al-mahzuna. This very, very sad. And what is the very, very sad? Inna sha'ab al-muslimina, the Muslim people, inna sha'ab al-muslimina, hajaru al-munasalata wal-munadalata wasibak al-khayl wal-al'ab al-riyadiyyata wal-askariyyata wastabdalu biha al-aban la faidata lahum fihi. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Abu Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned on his kitab Mada khasir al-alam, why Muslim ummah is lost? Why Muslim ummah is lost? Maulana is mentioned, the ummat-e-muslimah, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach, al-munasalata, wal-munadalata, wasibaka al-khayri, wal-al'ab al-riyaziyyata, wal-askariyyata, hajaru. Totally this name, ushering also, and horse riding also, and many, many things also. And they left everything, and wastabdalu biha al'aban la faidata lahum fihi. And they choose some cricket, football, volleyball, and they left ushery, no faida, and no any benefit. That is the reason ummat-e-muslimah is lost. My time is not enough, and thereafter is mentioned 9 important nasiha for Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, and thereafter my talk is over. Maulana mentioned, Katama Amirul Mu'minina, Umar ibn al-Khattab, ila ikhwanihim al-Arab, wa hum kanu yaskununa bil-Ajam. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Abu Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala, when he sent one army, one people, one jamaat, and they went outside of Arab area, then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala wrote one letter, and Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala gave it to him 9 advice. What is the 9 advice? Very, very quickly I finish. Number 1, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala say, Iyaka wa tana'um, Iyaka wa tana'um, Iyaka wa tana'um. Now you people outside of Arab, Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala say, keep away from comfortable zone. Iyakum wa tana'um, keep away from comfortable zone. That is number 1. And like Maulana is mentioned, outside is ashari. Ashari not inside class and not inside room, but outside. That is actually a real example to make amal, advice of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab. And second advice, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala said, Alaykum bis shams, fa innaha hammamul arab. You people don't make practice, you don't go to practice on jeep, but you make practice outside of ground. And Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala say, you are practice not in bombas, and you are practice not in another place also, but Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala say, make practice outside. Alaykum bis shamsi, fa innaha hammamul arab. And thereafter, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه said, تَمَعْدَدُ تَمَعْدَدُ تَمَعْدَدَ تَمَعْدَدَ رُبَائِي مَزِيدْ بِي تَمَعْدَدَ تَمَعْدَدَ. And what is the meaning تَمَعْدَدَ? You people like Madan bin Karab and Madan ibn Karab, this family is very, very strong. You people also became very, very strong. And thereafter, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala said, Ikhshawshanu, Ikhshawshanu, Ikhshawshu, Ikhlawlaku. Three advice, first three and this three. They're always sick. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala said, you became strong all the time. You became strong all the time. You became strong all the time. And thereafter, after Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, Atir rakba asinnataha, give it them ashri also, give it them niza also, give it them talwar also. And thereafter Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, inzawu, jumping also. And lastly, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, irmu al-aghraz, imru al-irmu al-a'raz. And last time Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala say, learn archery also, learn this also. This also is very, very important. What is the lesson of this hadith? We come out from comfortable zone and we become strong also. That's why I mentioned first riwayat. What say Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? An Abi Hurairata radiyallahu ta'ala an. Alin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم say, strong mu'min, more better and more life. Eye of Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala compared to big mu'min. And how we became qawi mu'min also and strong mu'min also? We choose these three hadiths. One hadith Hazrat Uqbah bin Amir, second hadith also Uqbah bin Amir, and third hadith Salma bin Akba also. My time is not enough. Otherwise, that is also the hikmah. Why Salma bin Akba radiallahu ta'ala, he mentioned this riwayat. Just read nice story of Hazrat Salma bin Akba radiallahu ta'ala. And Salma bin Akba radiallahu ta'ala, how it is strong, how it is strong. In Hayatul Sahaba is mentioned. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, Miqdad ibn Aswad alone. But he say, Miqdad ibn Aswad, the manzilat alfil. One side, 1,000 men, but Miqdad ibn Aswad, that is enough for 1,000 people. Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one side alone, and another side 1,000 people. Zubair ibn Awam say, I am enough for 1,000 people. Abdullah bin Zubair say, one side 40 people, and one side I am is alone. I am alone, but I am more than enough for 40 people. Al-mu'minul qawiyyu khayrun. المؤمن القوي خير وحب إلى الله من المؤمن الزعيف. These all three lessons, my humble request from all the Sufi students is knowledge like Ma'az ibn Jabal, and knowledge like Urwa bin Zubair, and strong like Hazrat Zubair ibn Awam, and strong like Abdullah bin Zubair. That is my message. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakum Allahu ta'ala ahsanal jaza fid darain. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.